Since the year started, we've learned of at least 5 beef processing plants being closed and in a wide geographic area from North Carolina to Texas to Wisconsin to California, putting thousands of people out of work and disrupting local cattle marketing systems. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham told us.
This is a function of the fact that there are just very, very tight cattle supplies out there, and the packers are having to bid up the price of cattle to attract them to the plants. And for certain plants, it's just likely not economically feasible to pay those kind of prices to try and get enough cattle to keep the plants running.
Can we expect more plant closures in the days ahead? Shagham says he's not going to speculate on that, except to say that cattle numbers are still diminishing.
And will likely continue to diminish until producers can expand breeding animals and then begin to rebuild the herd.
Which would not really show up in more cattle to be processed for at least 2 years, maybe longer. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.